Please repeat after me. I Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa.
Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa.
Do hereby swear that I will strive to the best of my ability.
That I will strive to the best of my ability.
To uphold.
Protect.
And defend. As the supreme law. The Constitution of the Republic of Namibia.
On Friday, Africa witnessed history as Dr. Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa became Namibia's first female president. She's also the first woman to lead a country in the SADC region. At her inauguration on Friday, the 72-year-old said she was elected based on merit and not gender.
Though we have made some progress, I must say, still a lot remains to be done, like it's the case in many countries. I believe that having been elected as president of my country will encourage women from all walks of life to stand up and to be counted with a clear understanding that I was not elected because I'm a woman, but on merit.
Nandi Ndaitwa has been active in Namibia's politics for years, holding top government positions. She won the November 2024 elections with 58% of the vote, despite delays and challenges. Her victory continues the SWAPO party's 35-year reign in the country. After her inauguration, she announced a cabinet which includes 14 ministers, 8 of them women, showing support for female leadership. Meanwhile, South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, called her election long overdue.
This is extremely historic for Namibians to have the first female president. It's something that we celebrate. It's something that has long been in the making. And this is about the recognition of the role that the women on our continent play. And the more they are given the opportunity, the more they are recognized in terms of their capability, in terms of their leadership. We want women on our continent to rise.
Former Minister Lindiwe Zulu praised Namibia for electing a woman as a president.
Extremely emotional for us, especially those of the African National Congress and the African National Congress Women's League. We have finally come to a point what we have been struggling for in ensuring that women are also brought into key decision-making structures. They bring in the experience of liberation, they bring in the experience of government and governance. Finally, we have a woman president in the SADC region. We want to congratulate her, firstly. But in the main, we want to congratulate the country for giving confidence to a woman who is now going to be at the helm, at the top of managing the future of this country. We wish her the best, but we wish the people of Namibia the best, and we thank them for this opportunity.
Former Deputy President of South Africa, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngqoka, said,
"Well, it's an exciting day for Africa. We know that she will lead in such a way that she will bring everybody, and she will continue to be a role model for many other young women, and in fact, women of all ages and people in general."
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.